tune and a half, featuring Warren G and Cast of Thousands and Regulate, featuring sample of Michael McDonald. Thank you very much, Dave.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
So I'm in the shower. I must have done the same thing that you did. So I go in the shower and I'm hearing you and Benji through the speaker in the shower. And it's weird. When you're in the shower, it's just one long track with you enthusing and Benji going, "That's right, yeah. This is this is the Eiffel Tower remix."
See, I can't sound all late night like that because I've got to keep myself perky and up.
And I can just hear you really bright and bubbly, and Benji going, "Yeah, that's right. This one is for..." But it was good. So I had my shower and I've changed my clothes and I'm feeling good.
Good.
Thank you, Benji B.
Thank you.
Thank you, Benji.
Now, will you sleep now? Are you going to go home to sleep or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go back.
All right.
A little cup of tea.
Nice.
A little bit of Red Button.
Nice.
Getting on with Dev.
Yeah, it's time for Dev.
I usually get to sleep around 7.
7? That's the normally time you and me doze off.
Yeah, normally.
Doze off.
Da-da-da-da.
Right, okay, well, this is it. This is Radio 1's longest ever show. So hang on a second. We've been on for 21 hours and 32 minutes.
Yeah.
So all I've got to do is find the next jingle, which is hour 22, because it's 21 and a half hours in, which means we're in hour 22, right?
Yep.
Okay, just checking. All right.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Ever.
With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Dev for Comic Relief.
All right. And it is...
Hour 22.
Hour 22.
Holla.
How am I looking? Am I looking fresh? I wanted to moisturise.
I did that as well because
I didn't.
Oh.
Because I kind of ran out of time. I wanted to get back in.
See, I moisturise because I thought it'd be important to keep my skin moist and lubricated.
How do I look? Do I look all right?
Amazing.
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 Thanks, considering, Dev. Considering it.
Dev?
Yes.
This is now your show.
Yay!
On our show.
That's right.
Do you want to describe what you and producer Phil are wearing?
We are wearing matching pyjamas. They are sort of like a prerequisite for the show. We were going to bring some for you and Dave, but... yeah, we don't have any.
You look like prison outfits.
Yeah. You look like he's been digging outside.
We actually spent the night together at mine. Bunk beds, a little sleepover.
Is that to make sure you got up?
Yeah.
Right. And you've got your names on your pyjamas as well. So if you look on Dev's,
just
look.
Just in case you forget.
There, on that camera there. Look, there's Dev. And then there's...
Prod P.
Prod P. Love Prod
Stands
P.
Stands for producer Phil.
Yeah, this is Prod P. I think we played Prod P tonight, didn't we, Benji?
Yeah. Sure,
we
did. It was for that Roy Shea fellow, wasn't it?
That's right. That was the Roy Schneider remix.
Yeah.
So here we are then. It's 4 minutes past four in the morning, and Dev is here. Now that's the record in itself.
All right, everyone. We made it.
Get that in the Guinness book.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Last night was quite a late one. I was up watching you and Grimmy, and I was sort of thinking, I really do want to go to bed. And I heard that Davina was coming up as well.
Right.
So I think I got my head down about 11:30.
Oh, man.
That is late for you.
Phil, 6 o'clock?
Do you know, about the same, weirdly.
Well, did you sleep together? Did you
obviously,
not sleep together,
yeah.
But...
yeah.
A sleepover.
Wow. Where did you sleep? In your bed?
No, we got bunk beds.
Did he really get
bunk? I call top bunk. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I can't believe you're saying this.
Is this true? You slept in bunk beds?
No,
I want it to be in my brain.
Right.
But you were both...
I wouldn't put it past you, Dev, though. I've got to be honest with you.
Were you both at your flat, though, Dev?
We don't hang out outside the show.
Oh, I thought you did.
Strictly professional.
I thought that you were, you know, sort of mates on and off the air.
Mainly on.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Mainly on, less off.
Yep.
All right, okay. Well, we're on. And here we go. It's all for Comic Relief, trying to raise as much money as we can. Have you seen how much money we've raised so far?
I have. It's very, very impressive.
291,000. And by the way, you can still text. And we won't get a total till 6:30, I think. And that's when we get the next total. So I don't think, like, no one's given us any money since, like, Davina. Katie from Liverpool says, "I'm still watching. I'm going to go all the way with you."
Hey.
Well, God love you.
Yeah. Thanks, Katie.
We're only asking for text donations. Yeah.
That's got to be worth a pound, isn't it?
Can't believe you're still at it. Payday today, so I can stick some credit on, which is very nice. Thank you very much from Phil. Looks like you brought the cleaners in. Well, they do look like cleaners in their pyjamas.
Usually, that's the only people who are in the building at this time. It's me, Prod P, and a couple of cleaners.
Yeah.
It's a while since we've been on early breakfast as well.
Years, I imagine.
A long time.
It's been a long time, and I think that there are things planned, Dave.
Yeah.
What, like a little walk down memory lane?
Well, I tell you what, it won't be a walk down memory lane. It'll be a stumble, because I don't remember much about doing earlies.
Nor me.
In a nice way, though, obviously. You know. But we're here, and we're not going anywhere until Friday.
Oh, my God.
What day is it now? It's Thursday, isn't it?
Just. Yeah. Just about. Well,
I thought you guys would be a little bit crazier than you are now.
We're on tape now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. This is
and it's a Amelia hologram of me and Dave.
Yeah, we did this at Pinewood.
And it's all on tape, and you're reading from a script to hit the certain points.
Right. But no, you do look like fairly normal, considering you've got a little bit of a distant look in your eye today.
Have I?
Yeah, just a tiny little tad, sort of looking through me.
No, I don't.
What about me, Dev?
Hang on, I don't think.
A little bit wide-eyed, Dave.
Okay.
I think I look fresh. I look all right.
I tell you what, I've seen him look a lot worse.
Right.
It's got very warm in the studio.
Yeah. It's all that hot mixing.
It? Yeah. Well, that's what it was. Yeah. How was Dave's mixing, Benji?
Yeah, it was good.
Whose was best, me or Dave?
Well, it's hard to say because you had three goes and he had one.
Yeah, but mine though, right?
No.
Yours
okay.
Was, everyone gave you a 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Vinyl and he was
whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
It's easier on CD. Press the button and does it for you. And everyone knows that. So do you, Dave, when you go out mixing. Oh, you still can't do it then, can you?
Yeah.
Well, that was my shower alarm. Right, so we're into hour 22. Are you ready then?
I certainly am.
All right, here we go then.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Dev for comic relief. Hour 22.
Yeah! Quarter past four in the morning, Radio 1's longest ever show. Chris Moyles, David Vitti.
Hello.
And Dev.
All right.
Tiny Temper and Wonder Man, and then Rescue Me from...
those guys.
Panic at the Disco?
No, it's not Panic at the Disco. Who does Rescue Me?
You,
Sam?
Me at six.
Is it You, Me at six? And You, Me at six with Rescue Me.
Hey, there we are.
We're all over it.
Yes.
Dev, you've only just started. You didn't even know what it
Come
was.
Come on, you should know. We've got an excuse.
I was all over it. I was just testing you, that's all. It was just a bit of mental awareness, that's all.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm getting that.
I don't know if you guys know, but today's show is a little bit different than usual. Oh, steady on.
Those red noses keep scaring the living bejesus out of me. They're all stuck onto bits of the studio and they keep flying off.
They're flimsily.
They're only stuck on sellotape, though.
Duct tape or something.
Yeah, don't worry.
And we had to think about this beforehand, and we were like, how are we going to be able to perk up Chris and Dave after nearly 24 hours on the radio?
Hello.
And we decided to aggressively stroke your egos.
Excuse
for the
me?
Next 2.5 hours.
Well,
yes,
hello.
That is right. Next couple of hours, we're going to take a little trip down memory lane and recreate a little bit of history.
No.
Roll the tape.
No. Clips of us.
I do this show every day, but some people listening might not know that back in July 1997, you did your first ever show on Radio 1 in this very slot from 4 a.m. till 7 o'clock.
That's true.
It was while presenting earlies that you, DJ Chris Moyles, quite literally bumped into technical operator Dave Lloyd Vitti.
Hello.
And a historic radio partnership was born. We were trying to come up with an idea what to do for this show as part of the radio marathon. And then we thought, for the next 2.5 hours, why don't we recreate the early bit?
No.
Chris's first ever regular show on Radio 1, exactly as it was way back in 1997.
What?
Is Chris Moyles and the early
don't
bit
play any
on
clips.
National Radio 1.
No.
Come with us on a journey for one day only, or maybe two if you're still going tomorrow, as we head back in time.
Nice effect.
New music.
No.
Thanks. Just more music.
Live. No, please don't.
Real bands live on Radio 1.
The music.
Leo Sayer forever.
Across the UK.
Hello.
Still got it.
This is 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. It's 4 o'clock, and now live from Mark and Large beautiful kitchen in Manchester, it's The Early Bit with Chris Moyles.
My voice is a lot deeper back then, by the way.
Yeah, more American.
Coming up, we eat some cake live on the air in our new feature, Yummy Cake.
Mm. Can't wait. You like that? I wrote that.
Plus, the Fugees show us their legs, because they're very sexy looking.
Why not?
But now, please welcome the man who's already upset most of the DJs here.
That was true.
Chris Moyles.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, wow. Hey? That brings back memories.
It's going to be fun.
No, it's not.
Do you think?
No, it's really not. Everybody should go to bed now and sleep and get some good rest. That's what everyone should
See,
do.
See, you've already perked up. Look, it's working.
Okay. Am I going to play a load of fresh new music?
I don't know about that.
Oh,
but...
no. And we're playing songs from that when I used to... Oh, God.
Certainly are.
Remember this? Back in time to 1997, it's Will Smith and the theme tune for the big hit movie that summer. This is Men in Black on 1FM. No, at least says no. It's the MIBs. Here come the MIBs. The Galaxy Defenders, Dev. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Clap, clap. MIBs, freezing above the flag. Men in Black. The Men in Black. You ready, Dev? We're gonna bounce. Let me see you just bounce with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me. Just slide with me. Just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me. Just walk it with me. Take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Ready? Now freeze. See? Played some serious music back in the day.
This is real music.
Yeah.
Andy and Lincoln, Big Willie, go Chris and Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know it.
Denise is tuned in San Diego. She's a big fan of our show.
Hello, Denise.
Hello. Check it. Let me tell you this in closing. Believe me, it's for your own protection.
But trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see. And we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap. Show love to the black suit.
Because that's the men in, that's the men in. You love this, Dev, come on.
I like the beat.
How did you ever get a gig on One Extra?
I don't know.
You're like the uncoolest DJ they've ever had.
But in a way, it's a compliment.
21 hours and 52 minutes into the show. Radio 1's longest ever show. I got changed earlier. I had a shower.
Yeah.
In the last kind of... I took like a 25-minute break, right? Something like that.
You're on your third outfit now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You're getting all J-Lo, aren't you?
But I put like some kind of like... They're kind of like tracky bottoms, but I did admit earlier, so I can't really get out of it. I was on a flight once, and they gave me some kind of like... They give you like a snooze suit or a sleep suit.
All right.
And these are the trousers from it. However, I think I've lost a considerable amount of weight from the last time, right? And you could literally get Dev in here.
What, should we try?
No, you're all right.
Okay. It looks like one of those adverts for a diet product, where, you know, when they hold out the waistband and they say, like this is what I used to be like.
But, So, yeah, I keep... I'm fiddling with myself. I'm just pulling my trousers up. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, good.
I might go and stick my jeans back on, because otherwise these are going to end up around my ankles. And I'll go far for comic relief. Yeah. I ain't going there.
No, not that far.
I still won't do.
Right.
Well, we have...
Yes.
An old menu of yours that we'd like to hear for the next 2.5 hours. We are going to be taking...
It's not me saying what's on the show, though, is it?
Certainly is.
Oh, no, please don't.
There we go. I really, really enjoy listening to the difference between your voice now and then. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Do you reckon then you were sort of a wide-eyed, sort of just happy...
My voice hadn't broken. And,
yeah, it is definitely that. You can hear the years afterwards.
Sounded a lot younger back then, didn't you?
Do I really have to play this? Well, if I give money to Comet Relief and then we don't play and we just play something else, I'm all right with
it.
Just
play it. People want to hear it.
Coming up in the show today. Oh, see, you can't laugh. I've only said coming up in the show today and you're laughing.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm normal.
I'm going to kill you, Phil. Why couldn't you have had a producer that went, I can't be bothered, we'll just play some hits. All right, here we go then.
Coming up in the show today, we'll do some true or false. We'll do a brand new What's the Word or Words. We've got a very, very funny joke. We've got some stories out of the papers. And we've got some top tunes like this from the Cardigans.
There you are. I sound exactly the same. How could you say that sound any different?
Sounds nothing like you, does it?
Like a teenager.
Strange.
I am a teenager.
For the people that were wondering as well, this sort of confidence that you hear on the radio, that's nothing new either, is it, Chris? You've always had that.
I have no idea.
I think very, very early on, you could tell that you were destined for big things, Chris.
Right.
Tune into the damn show. It's not like Sarah Kennedy's on yet on Radio 2. You've got no excuse. Shipping forecast's not even on, so there's nothing better than me at the moment. Seriously, flick around the radio dial, find something more entertaining than this, you know, and I'll be very, very shocked. It's all pants this time of the day. Our figures are going to go through the roof. In fact, I've had a £15 bet with Andy Parfitt, the boss of Radio 1.
Oh, God.
We could up the figures in a month. There you go. So, Jesus, I hope I do it, because 15 quid's a lot of money to northerners like me.
Hey? Andy, you owe me 15 quid, it turns out.
That's the evidence.
That's modest.
There's Andy going to put his hand in his pocket.
Amazing.
Well, please, how many of these clips are we going to play?
Oh, we've got loads. 2.5 hours worth, Chris.
Oh, man.
Really?
Loads of them. Loads of them.
Sorry, 1 second.
It
Andy?
It can go in the kitty.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
God love you, Andy.
Hang on. You owe Andy a fiver back.
By the way, Kitty Mario, 1997, he promised me this. Thinking that back, I'll tell you that.
Only a decade late.
All right. All right, is that it?
Nope. We have...
Yeah, when do we do your features, Dev?
We're not doing this till like nearly 6 o'clock. We've only got like one on the show today. Unless you want to speak to Sheena the runner, if she's up.
If it stops me hearing me from years ago, I'll talk to her. I'll talk to Sheena Easton.
Let's keep playing them. I found an early trail from one of yours.
Right.
Sort of bigging yourself up. Let's have a listen.
No, I'm bigging myself up.
All right. It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Chris Moyles.
Chris Moyles. The Early Breakfast Show.
I start the early breakfast show on Monday the 28th of July from 4 till 7 in the morning. The earliest I normally get up is about midday, so I don't even know if I'm going to be awake for the first show. So probably for the first show, I won't even be here. And I'll be growing a beard to look like Dave Lee Travis every morning, and I will shave it off at the end of the show, and then by the time 4 o'clock comes the next day, I'll have a big bushy beard again.
That sounds pretty good.
The Early Breakfast Show.
Produced by Electrical Transcription.
With Chris Moyles.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Sounds like you got a cold on the air.
No, that's me doing that.
The 99. DJ.
97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
I remember that trailer, though.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but can we please just play a record?
Good idea.
Yes,
yeah? Raining, it's pouring, a black sky.
Come on, second thoughts. Hang on, let's go.
It's for me.
It's 4:27.
BBC Radio 1.
Above and Beyond, the track is called Sun and Moon on BBC Radio 1. I'll never get over you. Shall we go to the news on time?
Yeah.
Why not? Shall we?
Yeah?
Go on, let's be crazy. Here we go. Beep, 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 beep. Check those timings.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Gene McKenzie has the news. It's 4:30.
Radio 1 Newsbeat. More at 5:30.
Someone tickling you. Jean.
Tickling me?
You just sound like you wanted to laugh for the last three stories. Your voice was getting more smiley.
Oh, well, that's not good, because I was talking about earthquakes and stuff.
Well, no, like at the beginning, but like at the latter kind of end of the bulletin, you just sounded like someone was kind of trying to make you laugh.
Oh, maybe, well, it's because the stories get a bit lighter, and you know, you don't want to be as serious and as gloomy.
Is it because you're going home?
Yeah.
What time do you finish?
Now.
Now?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Dev tries to hold me up, usually.
Hey, well, that's so childish. I do no such thing. I was just trying to make conversation.
Do you find that irritating when he tries to hold you up?
Oh, immensely. Yeah. That's why he does it.
Yeah. Hey, Jean, can I ask you a couple of questions? Would you mind?
Not at all.
I'm Chris, by the way. Hi.
Hello.
This is my friend Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Dev is under the impression that you don't like him very much. He just told me off the air.
Dev?
Yeah.
I don't like him?
Yeah, not... Yeah. Yeah.
Why does he think that?
Dev, why do you think that?
I just thought you was in a bit of a hurry to get off in the mornings, is all, Jean.
Well, are Don't we backtrack. All in a hurry to clock off, Dev?
Well, we're not, obviously.
Yeah, we're here forever. We're never leaving.
But I can't imagine on Friday morning you'll want to hang around that long.
I'm going to stay here all weekend.
Yeah.
But Deb was saying, off the air, Deb was going, so, I don't think that Jean likes me very much, and I don't know why, and I know she has to leave, but, like, what have I done wrong? So, like, I feel as I should be, like, mediator.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. So, is there any bad feeling between you two? Because maybe I could sort it out.
Yeah, we could help.
Honestly, no bad feeling at all. Right. I have a lot of time for Deb.
I believe her. You can
but
tell
I,
in her
I
voice.
I have about 5 minutes after my bulletin every morning. I mean, I wouldn't give everyone that time.
See? There you are, Dev. Wow.
So what do you say to that, Dev?
Well, you know, first impressions can be misleading.
Sure.
And I may have jumped to conclusions.
Right. Do you feel foolish now?
I feel like a bit of an idiot right now.
Yeah? Will you apologise to Jean?
No, I won't apologise. Oh. What am I apologising for? I thought someone didn't like me.
Yeah, but she said, no, I know. Why do I not like you? This is awkward, isn't it?
It really
I'm
is.
I'm loving it. This is brilliant.
It really, really is. I don't know
Seb,
if it's the temperature.
You don't have to apologise.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Thank you, Jean. Yeah.
But do you like me?
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Yeah, you're all right. You're not my favourite newsreader, but you're all right.
Oh, come on.
Who is that?
It would go in the hierarchy. Adrian Pearce, right at the top, followed by Amy Gladwell. Then it'll probably be Greg Dawson.
It sounds like you're about to name everybody at Newsbeat and then Jean, which would be a very bad thing to do.
You're in the top 10 though, Jean.
You know when Dev said that I didn't like him? I'm trying like, to reevaluate.
Oh, you can't go back.
Oh,
Dev, you completely blew
you
it.
You did. You had the chance to leave that on really good terms and you stuffed it up.
I'm an idiot.
You are an idiot. Sorry. Although, congratulations, because we've managed to keep her talking for 2 minutes after the bulletin. She hasn't realised yet that we are merely trying to keep her from going home.
Yeah, good job.
Why don't you stay a bit longer with us?
Yeah, come on down, Jean. Join the party.
Oh, taxi waiting. Wouldn't want to hold him up.
No.
But I will see you tomorrow morning.
There you go.
Party pooper.
Will you stop having
I'm
a go
sorry.
At her?
I'm sorry, sorry.
Do you know what it's like? I suddenly realised. It's like when the boy's at school and he fancies a girl.
Yeah,
hey.
I was just thinking that.
That's what it is.
There is clearly sexual tension
no
between you two.
No such thing.
Yes. That's what I'm feeling.
Conversation is all.
I think Deb's thinking about maybe those two having dinner, and I think Jean's thinking about maybe going home.
Yeah. And that's why Deb's being a little bit spiky
Story
with
of
Jean.
My life.
Jean, I think you should go home.
Thank you very much.
Right, have a nice sleep.
And you have a good day.
All right,
thanks, bye.
You completely blew that.
Yeah, you know nothing about women. You should speak to
can
us.
Can you guys teach me?
Yeah, we
about
understand
about women?
Yours.
Yeah. Hello? Of course we can't.
Wow.
Don't be insane.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Dev for Comic Relief.
Check this out.
Hour 23.
Hour 23. Wow. We've raised a load of money for Comic Relief so far because of you. You've done it. Everyone's done it. Katie is still watching us on the red button. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Still sexy. Keep going. From Steph in Surrey. Obviously me and you.
Abby and Solihull. Still got you guys on the TV while I'm asleep. Now wake up every now and again to you. You're doing great. Thank you very much, Abby.
All right. If you want to text us, it's 81199. You can text in and say hi to myself or Dave.
Hi.
Or, of course, producer Phil.
Yeah.
Of course.
Or, of course, anybody else here this morning.
And Dev.
Hey, yeah. If you want.
Come on, let's get the whole nation waking up to Dev. Britain's newest stand-up comic. I don't know about that. Oh, I heard the audio and you're right. No, it was good. I liked it. Well, I've only heard little snippets of it. I haven't heard the full thing.
We should get on and watch the whole video. It's really good. You mean something?
Is it online?
Yeah.
I thought it was being saved.
No. The voting for it ended yesterday.
Well, I've heard you play some stuff. I've heard you do some stuff with Vernon at the weekend. I heard you do some stuff.
That's right. And it was absolutely incredible. I'm a little bit worried about Tony Blackburn, though.
Why?
Everybody is.
He was really, really funny, and he didn't have anything prepared either. He just sort of came out, leched over the crowd for about 5 minutes, and everyone loved it.
Mm.
Absolutely loved it.
Well, listen, let me tell you, that leching over the crowd act has worked for me for years.
Yeah.
Still
going strong.
Tony Blackburn will have a go. Still got you guys on TV while I'm asleep, so I'll wake up to you every now and again. Keep going, says Abby and Solly.
Just read that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
All the text on that screen.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in for the first time today. You guys are doing a great job. Chris, will you go out for a drink with me sometimes? From Julia. Oh, no. Time for my bed. I've just finished work. Been listening since the start, and you two are doing a fantastic job. Keep up the good work. I'll be switching on as soon as I wake up. Mike in Dumfries.
And this one's saying, still got you guys on the TV while I'm asleep, so right. I wake up to you every now and again. So
is that from Abby and Solihull?
Right, thank I've you. Got it, yeah.
Leave it, will you?
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Dev for Comic Relief.
Hour 23. Right, 4:38 in the morning. This is Take That and Kids with me and Dave and Dev. Paramore, Careful. Before that, Take That and Kids at Radio 1. It's 4:45 in the morning. Hi, this is Chris Moyles on The Early Bit with Comedy Dave.
Hi.
And producer Phil.
Hello.
And we're also joined by Dev.
Morning. So, hi. Hi, Dev.
Yeah. And now we have one of our old bits of music from when me and Dave used to be on this show in 1963. It's just like listening to Dev. Love this one. Ah! Play those drums. Yeah. Beautiful. You like all this, don't you?
Oh, I love it. It's almost like a sort of like 80s TV show or something.
It's kind of loungecore, isn't it?
But you play stuff like this. I wake up and you play the little quirky little music beds.
Oh, beds are a little bit odd, aren't they?
I like it, though. I love that. Someone's texting Steve and Chester going, right, I've had to stop watching. I'm off to work. I finish at 10. I'll be back.
Thanks, Steve.
Cheers. Like he's left us a little note on the fridge. Oh, Steve said he'll be back.
In a bit.
The commitment, though, from people who have pretty much listened from 6:30 yesterday morning has been incredible. Thank you very much if you're one of those.
Let's have a still with you on the text. 81199. If you're still with us, whether you're listening on the radio, you're watching online, or you're watching on the red button, if you're still with us, send us a text which starts with still with you, and then say either TV, website, or the radio. Put your name in, tell us where you're from, and what time you've been watching or listening since. So still with you, 81199 is the studio number. That's 81199. No money, no comic relief stuff, just text in and tell us you're listening and watching. Thank you.
Must be nothing else to watch on telly at this time as well, right?
I wouldn't have thought so.
It's like, us.
So
dodgy chat thingies.
Yeah.
There's casino.
What, dodgy
blackjack.
What? There's, what's dodgy chat thingies?
You know, sort of like a lady on a sofa. Like,
I don't know. No? What's that?
Probably just me then. They've also got the casino stuff that they have on. And,
this is why you're late for work. What the hell are you doing at night? Gambling and talking to women on sofas.
It's a dark life.
Anyway, isn't it? You know, your only release on the radio.
A little
you
bit.
You go into your shell at night.
Literally, yeah. It, just talk about
my
life.
They make films about people like you.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Do they have happy endings?
No.
No, never. Never, ever.
Sadly, no.
So, you know, we've got loads of surprises on the show today.
Yeah.
Yep. We're sort of going to drag them out for the next bit. But I thought we could have the first surprise right now. If you just go onto your phone line,
TVU1. Yeah.
And there might be a voice in there that you might recognise. Hello, mystery caller.
Well, good morning, y'all.
You recognise that voice?
Not so far, not from that.
For a minute, I thought it was going to be Bruce Davis from Sheffield, but it's not, is it?
Could you tell us where in the world you are, please, mystery caller?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ringing any bells?
Dolly Parton.
Doesn't sound like
yes,
Dolly,
on
though,
Radio
does it?
One, Dolly Parton.
Are you really in Nashville, Tennessee?
I'm really in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's really 1 a.m.
I know, well, she's not American, she's
no,
English.
No, she's English. And it's a girl.
It is a girl.
Yeah.
And 13 years ago, we used to do this, but without the cameras.
Well, hang on a second. I've got a few things.
I'm not that exciting.
You know that voice.
Yeah, of course I do. But I want Dave to guess.
You don't know who it is. Now, okay.
On this show...
13 years ago.
Is this someone who was a listener, or is this someone who's a famous person?
It's someone who used to work with you.
Oh, my God!
I know who it is!
It's Jude!
Good morning, lovely.
Jude Adam.
Oh, my God, it's Jude!
How
funny.
How
are you? You're looking a bit grey on the gills, Chris. It's nice to be able to watch you and listen at the same time.
Oh, God, you can see us. Of course you can. Oh, Hi, Jude. Wow, Jude. Jude used to work on the show. Hey, I'm all right. I'm good. How are you doing? How's the family?
The family's great, actually.
Yeah, she's...
You know, it's a little different kind of life, but, you know, it's fabulous.
You're telling me you've got a different life.
You haven't picked up much of the Nashville accent, Jude, yet?
What do you mean, y'all?
We haven't picked up much of the accent there.
Regular local.
So, Jude used to work on our show.
I took over from Jude.
You did. I moved on to work with Simon Mayo and set the last longest record.
Yeah, you did. You worked on Simon's record-breaking show.
I did. I stayed up for all 37 hours then.
Let me ask you a question, because we've spoken to George, who produced it, and we spoke to Simon, who presented it. George can remember nothing about the record-breaking show at all. Simon can remember bits of it. Do you remember much about it?
I remember around this time where you are now, which is what? Is it about five?
10 to 5.
10 to 5.
10 to 5. I remember I was sitting upstairs editing some things together for the breakfast package to let people who had slept all night know what we'd been doing every night. And I remember seeing something move, an inanimate object move across the desk, and I realised I was so tired I started hallucinating.
Oh, brilliant.
How long before that starts happening to you and Dave?
10 minutes, right, by the sound of it. Right, okay.
Yeah, about 10 minutes. And I remember breakfast being really good.
It still is, Madonna, let me tell you.
doing the same show for the second time, so when you start repeating yourself in a few hours' time, that's when it starts getting a bit odd.
Wow. It's very surreal. It's very surreal. It's a very surreal thing to do.
But you guys have got beds.
We've got what?
You've got beds.
Yeah, but we haven't used them yet, Jude. We've actually, so far, we've taken half an hour each as rest time, which we've used to have a shower and a freshen up and a change of clothes.
Which is much, much better than lying down.
I think so. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, we're going to have to sleep at some point, because the dream is to go push through to 52 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
You'll be all right. Just, you know, have you brought back any of the early breakfast things? Have you thrown any sugar lumps yet or done anything crazy?
I fear that may be happening later, Jude. Yeah. I've got to be honest.
If you don't both sing out of tune at 6 o'clock in the morning, I think the whole nation of people, about 3 people, you remember that feature.
Are we doing the 6 o'clock moment? Are we doing that?
I haven't planned that bit.
Oh, we used to play the old top of the hour with the Pips.
The weird thing is, Jude, that neither me nor Chris remember much of the early breakfast show.
You know what? Those are the only two things that I can remember. That, and I, thinking about it today, I have a vague recollection of us getting a woman to remove my clothing.
Do you know what, Jude? I'll let you into a secret. I thought for a moment that you were her.
Oh, God.
That's why I said, were you a famous person or a listener?
Do you know who I thought it was?
Who?
I thought we also had...
Do you know I can remember that girl's name as well?
Really?
Yeah.
The woman who came in and took her clothes off?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't... Was
it not Charlie?
God, it was Charlie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
There was also a woman who
was phoning all the time.
There was also a woman who came on, and I'm sure we can say this because it's like 10 to 5 in the morning, and she faked an orgasm. And then we took the audio of it and we mixed it over some classical music.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Breaking boundaries.
But it was a really good mix because it was like perfectly beat matched, Andy. You'd have been very proud, honestly.
It was a beautiful piece of editing, if ever I remember.
Thank you. God love you. So you're in Nashville now. You're married in Nashville.
I am. I'm having a baby, Christopher.
I did hear.
Congratulations,
from
Jude.
My sister-in-law, because they were telling me that they heard from you.
Oh, yes. I like them.
Yeah. Well, so do I. They're family.
They are.
So, congratulations. When is your baby due?
August.
All right. Well, best of luck. I'm sure it will go very smoothly, and I'm sure you'll be a wonderful mother. Just don't be too bossy like you were with us.
Well, that was my job.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, whatever.
And you did it very well. All right, well, Jude, let me speak to you.
I'm really pleased you're doing this. Good on you, and best of luck. All and right.
keep going and you'll be great.
Thanks, Judy.
I'm really excited for you as well. So
oh, God love you. Thank you, Jude.
Take care.
All right, lots of love. Bye.
Bye, Jude.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, Jude. Dev, you won't know Jude, will you?
No.
No, it's way before your time.
Phil, did you work with Jude?
Yeah, she was my producer at one point on weekends. Oh. Yeah.
Nice girl. I remember... Do you want to hear us? Hang on. Jude, are you still there?
Yeah, I know you're going to say mean things.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm going to tell a great story. So...
All right, okay.
So, Jude, because we used to work in this time slot...
Yeah.
Out of all of us, Jude was the only one who would go, well, if I'm getting up at 3, I need to go to bed 8 hours before so I get 8 hours sleep. And Jude would be really good at going to bed early. And I wasn't. I was very bad. Very bad at getting to bed. And there was one morning I'm stood on the corner of Baker Street, Marylebone Road in London.
Yeah.
Waiting for Ben, who produced us then, who's now the big boss Ben. And he was driving in. He was going to pick me up. And he also picked up Jude on the way in. And I'm stood there, and I am half asleep, and I am really tired, and it's freezing cold, and it's like 3:15 in the morning, and I've had like 3 hours sleep, and I just want to be anywhere else, but stood on the street corner on Baker Street, and then I see the car coming up the road, down the Marylebone Road, and I'm thinking, oh, here comes Ben, and I look, and in the passenger seat is Jude, wide awake after 8 hours sleep, waving like a crazy woman, and Ben with a look of, oh, yes, that's right. She's very awake on his face. And I think I got back into the back seat of the car and Jude spoke for the rest of the journey to work. It was only about 3 minutes. Mm. And I was there going, yeah. I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. It's a nice
But moment. Good on you for carpooling all those years ago.
Yeah, well, we
saved the BBC a fortune in cabs.
Yeah, well, we cared about the environment, didn't we, Jude?
Absolutely.
All right, listen, have a nice night. Thank you, Jude.
Take care, love. Good luck.
Bye.
Wow.
Lovely Jude.
Yeah.
Hiya. There she is. From Nashville, Tennessee. Wow. Here comes another big hit back from time 1997 when everything was fine with Ultra Nate. This is Free. Still got it, Dave. Still got it. Ultra Nate and Free at Radio 1. It's, what day is it? Thursday morning?
Yeah, 5 a.m.
Genuinely didn't know what day it was then. Not because I'm tired, just because I've been here since yesterday.
I think.
I arrived at Radio 1 23 and a half hours ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I arrived at 5:30 yesterday morning, really bright and early, to be all charged up and ready.
We've not left.
By the way, we're just past the 22 hours, 22 minutes and 22 seconds portion of being on the radio, which was quite nice to see that go by. So it suddenly dawned on me, the next time we see a nice number like that, it'll be 33 hours, 33 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh. 1 hour at a time.
Yeah, well, that's how I'm doing it, Dev. You're not wrong, seriously. Mm. It's ridiculous. God's sake.
It's very very busy in here this morning. I've never seen this many people in here.
Tamsin and Karen from the press office are here.
All right.
Yum, yum!
The press department not normally in for you at 5.
No.
They're not normally in for Fern at 10, Dave. What are you on about?
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Dev for comic relief. Hour 23.
We're doing all of this for comic relief, by the way. If you haven't yet given us any money, I would like you to do so, please. If you can, if you'd like to give us a pound to comic relief, this is what you do. You write the word Chris in a text message, send it to 70011. It's that simple. That's it. Write Chris in a text now. Get your phone out. Write the word Chris and send it to 70011. It'll cost you a pound plus your standard network charge. And that pound will go to comic relief and they will spend that and do good things with it in the UK and in Africa. And then when you sit and watch comic relief tomorrow night on the telly, you can sit and watch it guilt-free, knowing that you've done your bit. So if you can afford to give us a pound, that would be very nice of you. If you can afford to give us £2, £3, text 2 or 3 times. If you're watching on the telly, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Text Chris to 70011. Chris to 70011. Thank you. Text cost a pound, please stand in there when we're to charge. You've got to be 16 or over. Always ask the bill pays permission. Full service conditions and to donate online, you can go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. So all you got to do, get your phone out,
yep.
Write the word Chris, send it to 70011, and that will be a pound into the kitty, which currently stands at 291,000.
Wow.
70011.
Way more than we thought we could ever raise. So thank you very, 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 very much. But it's all looking good for us to be, because we get our next total at 6:30. So don't go thinking that we're not adding it all up. We just get the next one from Comet Relief HQ at 6:30.
It should be interesting to see what's happened overnight.
Fingers crossed we should be over 300,000, which would be amazing. And here comes Alan!
Yay!
I've got the new papers. How weird is that?
Not got donuts?
No.
Okay, go back to bed. Hi, Alan.
Have you slept? Barely. I just couldn't switch off.
Every time Alan leaves to go for a sleep,
he can't sleep.
He misses it and wants to come back, which is ironic because
weirdly,
me and Dave
we'd go home
go
for a week.
Sleep.
Jude sounded amazing.
Didn't
that was great to hear that.
Bless her. All right. So, me, Dave, and Dev.
Hello.
Till 6:30. Dev is bringing back lots of our old features from when we did this ridiculous early show.
A couple of years ago now.
You know the facts about the early show, don't you, Dev?
Of course I do.
There was a history, a long history of early show presenters where you start the show in good health, happy, friendly, in a relationship, and you end the early show fat, a mess, and single.
Oh, wearing leisure wear.
And it's happened to so many people.
Always.
On my life.
Honestly.
So many people.
You don't need to buy jeans or anything if you do this gig long term because you always live in tracksuits.
This sort of feels like a bit of an intervention right now. There's so many people in the room. Are you guys about to tell me something? Or
Dev?
Oh, God.
We have some news for you.
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid you're staying on early.
Oh, my God.
Another 17 years.
The only thing you've got going for is the fact you're not fat.
Oh, cheers.
Yet. Give it time. Give it time, Dev. I'm telling you.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hi.
And Dev.
Hey.
Comic Relief.
Hey, Fonzie.
Hour 23.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa with Black and Yellow, and that's Ooh, I Butter My Shoes, and I'm Ready for the Weekend.
Calvin Harris.
From Calvin Harris, who loves to butter up his shoes. That's what he likes to do on Radio 1. Hi, Dev.
Hello.
Hi.
All right.
I've finally written another message on Twitter.
Oh, happy.
Is it working again?
Yeah, it's on and off a little bit. However, trending in the UK is hashtag R1 more miles.
Come on!
Do you think, have we broken Twitter as a result of our phenomenal global popularity?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a big claim, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's quite a big claim, isn't it?
Broke Twitter, I'll let you know.
Yeah, me too. We need to get, though, that trending. So if you're on Twitter today, hashtag R1 more miles. That's what we'd like on there, please. Thanks very much. We're currently, we're number one.
What, in the world?
Yeah, and Miles is in there. And do you know what the greatest thing is? Last night when Davina McCall was on, we played Lionel Richie.
Of course.
All night long. Lionel Richie's still trending on Twitter in the UK.
I love that.
So there you are. That's nice, isn't it?
It was very apt, I think, with Davina, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All night long.
What do you want to do now, Dev?
Well, if you've just switched on your radios, a little bit confused, basically, for the next hour and a half and a bit, we will be reliving the early bit. The early show that Chris and Dave used to do. We've got loads of your old jingles and stuff. Go
really?
Play them.
Okay, where are they?
Play some old jingles.
I don't know where they are. Play. Hang on a second.
The early bit with Chris Moyles.
Yeah. See, even Paul's voice is slightly different.
I love that guy's voice. Go and keep playing them.
All right.
And now, Mr. Sean Connery talks about his favorite food.
Really? Was that a feature? It wasn't, was it?
Was it?
Really?
What do you want to hear gargled? Call now and let Chris gargle for you.
Amazing. We don't have enough of this on the radio anymore.
We used to do gargling on the air. That was a good one.
Hello, good morning. This is Simon Mayo. I'm very funny, and I'm here from 9 o'clock this morning. bet you can't wait, can you?
All right, well, there you go.
These were dark days.
Beautiful, baby.
Hey, well. And of course, one of the catchphrases, Dave.
Hop on, baby.
Yeah.
Don't
ask me why.
That was the catchphrase.
What happened to hop on?
Hop on, baby.
Yeah.
We dropped it.
Hop on, baby.
We kept forgetting to do the catchphrases.
And just sort of didn't really happen.
And then it didn't really happen.
Hop on, baby.
Wasn't come on another
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Catchphrase.
Yeah.
Jobs are gooden.
There's another job.
Is that another one?
It's hilarious, isn't it? This means nothing to anybody.
I don't.
Me and Dave. Does anybody actually remember any of this? Anybody else?
Even I don't fully remember.
Text in 81119 and start your message with no. There you are.
I'm not even sure I worked on the show during some of those things.
What else?
It was before my time.
He sounds like a right biffer, doesn't he? Say it. Feel it. Enjoy it. Because you bloomin' pay for it.
There you are. That's true.
Funny and true.
Yeah.
You guys feel like playing a game?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love games.
Well, no, I thought that might perk you up. Mm-hmm. Back in the early bit, you guys used to play What's the Word or Words?
And now, radio's most exciting quiz. What's the Word or Words?
There you are.
Very simple. Basically, a clip of a celebrity or somebody talking, and there'd be a missing word, and it'd be up to the caller to try and guess what the missing word or words is, or are.
All right.
Okay. And is this based on a current clip, or is this an archive clip?
Well, we've got a few examples to play for what it sounded like.
Okay, right.
Good Lord, it's almost time to play.
Oh my God!
Don't make me.
Your voice.
Come on.
Listen to me.
Come on, you got to get through this.
Go on.
I was only 9 years old.
Is that you're in helium?
Good Lord, it's almost time to play What's the Word or Words. We've got a brand new one as it's Monday. It's almost like the day-to-day challenge at Gary Davis. Day one, we need a new quiz. What's the Word or Words? We play a celebrity sentence and you've got to guess what is the missing word or what are the missing words, i.e. what's the word or words missing from this brand new celebrity sentence.
I really did want to make a record that was more rural and more stripped down and a lot less...
A lot less what? It's Sheryl Crow and her celebrity sentence, but what is she talking about? 0500 110 100.
No, don't ring that number.
What's the
word? Don't ring that
number.
Don't
record that. Is she talking about? Listen.
I really did want to make a record that was more rural and more stripped down and a lot less.
Yeah, a lot less expensive, a lot less meaty. Who knows?
Who knows indeed? Are we going to play this?
It doesn't even sound like you. Yes, call right now if you would like to play.
Really?
Yes.
We're going to have a caller on the air playing?
Yes, 03700 100 100. 03700 100 100. Call right now if you are very bored.
Amazing.
I want to make a record that is a lot less something. Is that right?
All right.
Brilliant. It's 517. 22 hours and 47 minutes. It's Radio 1's longest show ever. Oh, look, it's the Cardigan. Cardigan's my favourite game. You what, producer Phil?
James Matt and Grant.
James Matt and Grant. No, it's
Who's Cardigan. James Matt and Grant?
I don't know. I think I'm suffering from James Matt and Grant. We used to play this in the morning, this bit of music.
Memory is terrible.
Isn't it?
So supposed to bring back all these memories. And
you don't remember to get up and do the show, Dev. Don't ever go at me about my memory, for God's sake. You don't remember where you work. Right, so we're going to play What's the Word or Words, which we haven't played for a long time. Line one is James. Morning, James.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right,
good
morning. How are you? You all right, James?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Is that his real voice?
My real voice? Yes. Sorry, yes. Hello. Morning.
Yeah. Dubious. Where are you from, James?
I'm from Inverness.
Inverness. Whereabouts? Remember, James, I can smell a lie like a fart in a car, my friend.
Busted.
What a donut.
Right, line two is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Is that your real voice?
This is my real voice.
All right, Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
From the University of Hertfordshire.
Whereabouts? Oh,
okay.
Hatfield, isn't it?
Oh dear.
I'm in Hatfield at the moment in the library.
Dear. Who was that?
That was my friend Dave, my friend doing coursework.
Oh, is he a bit of a div?
Yeah. He's doing my coursework for me.
Oh well, in that case, he's brilliant. All right.
He is brilliant.
Right, so we're going to play this game that I haven't played for years, but we're going to play you.
Can we shut him up?
Is this what you get?
Do you get
him? The callers you get?
Okay. They're a different bunch at this time of the morning.
No. Poor old Matt's friend. He's screaming because, by the sounds of it, he has no genitalia. Right, Matt, so do you want to play this game?
I do want to play this game.
Producer Phil, do you want him to play the game?
Well, he's here now, isn't he?
All right, so we'll give it a go.
As long as you're sure.
Isn't this fun?
Rather you than me, Phil, but let's do it anyway. Right. Matt, we're going to play you a clip of somebody talking, and there's going to be a missing word or words in there, and we want you to guess what it is, right?
Okay.
All right.
Keep it clean.
I will.
Keep it clean, Matt.
I will do.
All right. And stop pressing speakerphone. Just hold the phone to your ear. Matt.
I'm holding the phone to my ear.
All right. Stop pressing speakerphone, will you? Because that's what you've been doing, haven't you, Matt?
I haven't been pressing speakerphone, actually.
Yeah, just remember, don't mess with me.
Very good at this.
I'm good at this, right? Seriously, I'm good at speaking to mad early morning people. Right, here we go. This is a clip that you've got to add some word or words to it. That one there? Mm-hmm. All right.
People call me all the time in the street. They get confused.
Right, brilliant. Okay, now, Matt, try and say something that isn't massively offensive.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to hear it again?
I do want to hear it again, yeah.
People call me all the time in the street. They get confused.
Keep it clean.
I can't hear the clip.
Oh. Amazing. Mm. This is going down about as well as our feature used to do originally.
People call me all the time in the street. They get confused.
You're hearing that, right?
People call me their wife all the time.
People call me their wife all the time.
Oh, that's a good answer.
All right, yeah. I mean, it wasn't rude.
Wife or girlfriend?
Wife or girlfriend?
That's very good.
So people call me their wife or girlfriend?
I believe so.
All right, well, let's find out if you're right.
People call me Cheryl all the time in the street.
People call me Cheryl all the time.
Oh, boo, you didn't win. Oh, well, never mind. All right, thanks, bye.
Yes.
Now, I seem to have the same rapport with the callers that I used to have.
Yeah, you got that natural chemistry.
Nothing's changed. Yeah.
Hello?
All right, line three. Let's hope this is a rational, normal human being. Grant, hello. This has gone down very well, this feature.
Oh, right. Glad that worked.
Can I play with Dave, if you pardon the expression?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Sure.
Dave, do you want to play?
I'd love to.
All right, so I'll play you a clip of someone talking.
Yeah.
And then you've got to give me the word or words.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a...
One more time?
Yeah.
Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a...
Michael's not one for a talented dog. He'd give them all a what?
Bone.
He'd give them all a bone. Let's find it if you're right.
Michael's not one for a talented dog, is he? I mean, no. He'll give them all a fair chance.
Oh, it was fair chance.
So close.
Oh. It wasn't what's the word, it was what's the words.
Oh, rubbish. See. It really is harder than you think, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you want to do one more?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Phil, how do you feel this feature's going?
Not as well as I'd hoped, I'll be honest.
All right, here is Mr. Graham Norton.
Look, it's easy to knock. I think we need to get behind... support them.
Okay. You want to hear that one more time?
Yeah.
Look, it's easy to knock. I think we need to get behind... support them.
Is it Davina McCall?
We need to get behind Davina McCall and support them. Well, if the job's going, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Look, it's easy to knock. I think we need to get behind Blue. Support them.
Oh, yeah.
Was that man who's defending Blue, I don't know, the host of the Eurovision Song Contest, by any chance? Oh, Graham.
It's no conflict of interest,
oh, Graham.
Oh, dear. I didn't do very well, did I?
No, you didn't. But you did better than James and Matt. I'm going to be honest. Oh, and Grant, in fact. Yeah. Hello. There you are. What a great feature.
It's good.
I can't believe we dropped it 13 years ago.
I can't believe you guys brought it back 13 years later. Oh, well, never mind. That was fun for me, to a certain extent.
Kind of.
All right. Hey, your favourite newsreader is going to be here in a few minutes to read the news,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Adrian Pearce.
Yeah, the legend.
Incredible.
Why do you love Adrian so much?
Many different reasons. Right. Let's see, where do I begin? His head movements during the reading of the bulletin, if you've ever noticed, he sort of can't keep still and will sort of enunciate certain lines by nodding his head. Which obviously only makes sense if you can see him. Also, his shirt game. Incredible. There's nobody in the building, possibly in the world, who could compete with Adrian and his shirts.
Dev, true or false, do you think that Adrian Pearce looks a little bit like Austin Powers?
Oh my goodness. That could be true.
I'm not saying nothing.
He could be Austin Powers, sort of like cousin.
Yeah.
Not
Austin Powers. I love Katy Perry's songs. Terrestrial.
This is yet to grow on me. I'm not saying I don't like it, because I like all the other stuff she does, but...
Her stuff's normally more instant than that, I would suggest.
Her stuff's normally more instant than that, isn't it, Dev?
Yes, I usually find it's a little bit more instant than what I just heard.
The choruses, I think, are normally more instant.
For me, the choruses are normally more instant.
Mm. Hey, look at the time.
Hey, let Dev say it.
What, the
choruses.
Time?
The choruses are more...
The choruses sort of a little bit more...
Wee. Yeah. Are you related to James on line one?
Possibly.
Katy Perry, it's called E.T. What's E.T. short for?
Extraterrestrial.
No, because he's got little legs. Come on, Dev! We're on!
You're surprisingly sharp, considering. It's nearly at your 24-hour mark.
Yeah, I know.
We've just entered a special zone.
Yes, we have. We don't know what's going on next zone.
Wrong. We have just entered the... 24th hour.
Yes, we have. Which is amazing.
Which is a milestone.
Don't try and work out how many hours are left. It will only depress you. Go on, introduce your favourite newsreader.
It's 5:32. Time for your news and sport now with Adrian Pearce.
Radio 1 Newsbeat. We've more at 6:30.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you.
So Dev said today that you're his favourite newsreader.
Yeah.
Numero one.
It's very nice to be considered that.
And he also said he thinks you look like Austin Powers.
Hey, I said no such thing, Adrian.
He said he looks like Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. That's what he said.
I think that was because you put him up to that, though.
Yes,
you
know, Dave.
See, because
Dave.
My first set of glasses, I remember when I first wore them, you guys just went, Powers.
Who's you guys?
You?
I didn't say anything.
I remember you two pointing and looking through the window into the live lounge where I was sitting and going, yeah, doesn't he just look like...
That doesn't sound like...
No, it doesn't sound like...
No, couldn't possibly
it's
be,
not our style, that.
No, it isn't. It isn't really.
This is awkward.
But do you like your glasses?
I'm getting used to them. And
Yeah, baby.
I'm not a great fan because I'm still at that stage where I don't have to wear them all the time. So, for instance, I can take them off now, talk to you, I can see you. Mm. But if I was to pick up this script,
right,
it's all blurred.
Ah,
yeah,
right. Groovy,
so,
baby.
So
that's good.
So it's on, off all the time.
Well, I hear that.
Yeah.
So you can get some cream for that. You'll be right as rain.
Yes.
All right. So did you have a nice sleep last night, did you?
I did, but I went to bed listening to you.
Oh.
And I woke up. Listening to you, the radio was still
a bit
on.
Weird,
yeah, it's an experience.
You're all right. Don't say it like that.
No, it's really good. It's really great. No, seriously,
right.
I went home yesterday
and turn it in, Austin. Mm. Thank you, Adrian.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever, with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Dev for Comic Relief. Hour 24.
Thank you. It's time for Hour 24 of Radio 1's longest show ever.
Right here.
Only on BBC Radio 1.
So we have done 23 hours and 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, we have. 23 hours, 5 minutes and 57 seconds, 58, 59, 23 hours and 6 minutes. We've raised $291,850.
Not bad, that, is it, Anne?
Well, haven't raised it. You have given it to us. You, listening to Radio 1, have been very generous in giving us some money, so thank you.
And we're due a big update very soon, I think.
In an hour.
Is it 6:30?
Yeah.
Right, good.
Very exciting. Thank you for watching. If you're tuned into the red button, thank you very much. If you're watching online around the world, hi. Hi, I'm Chris. This is Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
This is Dev.
Coming at you.
And this... Really? And this is producer Phil.
Morning.
Get a camera on him. Look at his face.
Stand next to that TV monitor. Right?
Put a
camera to
zoom
the
in.
Side of it.
Okay.
Right? No, no, there. That massive thing there, Phil. How could you miss it?
Okay, tell you what.
No, the side there. Right? Now, see how much bigger than the TV he is? We can kind of, we just chopped his head off.
Oh, here we go. I know where this is going.
But when Dave stands next to it, he doesn't even reach the total.
Go on, get Dave next to you. Get next to him for comparison.
Excuse me.
Look at this. Oh, look at little Shorty. Shorty! Shorty! Yeah.
you're right, though. You've got about a ninch on me, Dave.
Really? You two better sit further apart. So we're trying to break Radio 1's longest ever show record, which is 37 hours. We're going to try and beat that. However, We could set a brand new Guinness World Record for hosting the longest music show by a radio team. That's 50 hours that the record's going to be set at. If we can do over 50 hours, it will A, be a miracle, and B, be a new Guinness World Record. And we're doing it all for Comet Relief, so we'll get you to give us some more money for Comet Relief later. Meanwhile, shall we play some music?
Yeah. Let's.
Come on, then.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Dev.
Hi.
Comet Relief.
Tell us the hour.
Hour 24.
Lady Gaga, Born This Way. And before that, Green Light. What's the green light track, Dev?
Roll Deep.
Roll Deep.
Yeah, it was Roll Deep.
Roll Deep, Green Light.
It doesn't actually
sound like all the other songs they do, right? But in a good way.
Yeah.
Morning, it's 6:15. 23 hours and 15 minutes me and Dave have been on the radio for. Dev's been on since 4 and looks knackered.
Someone said that in a text, actually. I look more tired than you and Dave.
You look really relaxed.
Cheers.
Because you're not pressing the buttons, you kind of...
Yeah, and I don't usually sit down.
No, you normally stand up.
I do, but I got told off for standing up and like moving around the mic because of the cameras
and I got
stuff.
Told off for sitting down. And I'm going to be stood up for pretty much 24 hours at this rate.
I think that's a good idea. You don't want to sit down.
You think?
Yeah.
Ash in West Brom is tuned in. The longest show has been really entertaining to listen to and watch. Keep up the excellent work from Thomas in Northampton.
Thank you very much.
Jim in Harrogate says, I've just remembered, Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jim.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody.
Mm.
Maybe have a little drink later to celebrate.
Can we do that?
Yes, please.
I suppose so, can't we?
Oh,
is this full of iron, isn't it?
Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. Yes. Who cares?
Right.
What are we doing?
All right. So if you've just switched on your radios, basically over the next, well, we've got left like 45 minutes, we're going to be reliving some of the early bit, the show that Chris and Dave used to do.
Yep.
Thing is, you might play some pretty cool music now. Back then, the music wasn't always the coolest, was it?
I don't know. Is it another clip of me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Baby Bird and You're Gorgeous on the way, possibly Echo and the Bunnymen.
Before that, Gala, Freed from Desire.
New song from Cass called Live the Dream on the way. Dodgy, Ronnie Size and Hero. Blue Tones are Hurricane number one.
Let's play the Blue Tones.
Jamiroquai, Too Young Today and Danny Minogue, All I Wanna Do. It's Robin, spelt with a Y, and Do You Know What It Takes? It's Brand New Harry's and Dream on Dream. And we've got some top tunes like this from the Cardigans.
Chumbawamba and Ocean Colour Seed and some other people I can't remember.
Still to come in the next hour, Peter Andre, Massive Attack, Mark Owen.
Eels, Your Lucky Day in Hell.
It's Space Monkeys and Sugarcane. Oh, there you go, I like it.
Is that the worst concert?
Tell you what, I played a hell of a lot of songs in that 1 hour,
yeah,
didn't I?
Didn't you?
Good Lord.
Eels was cool.
There were some good songs in there, but there were some proper stinkers, it's fair to say.
Yeah, wasn't that really the start of Electronic and was it Regret? No.
Sounds like Get the Message.
Get the Message.
That's a
good
tune.
Record.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Phil, find that one. There's the tune. I'll prove to you there were some good songs from then.
I don't think it's in the system.
Oh, what? You didn't even look. You lazy article.
It's just a guess.
Stood there in your pyjamas with your name on.
I got to be honest, I feel a bit silly now in my PJs. It was quite funny at 4 o'clock in the morning. And now, also, I haven't thought about the return journey when I go home.
Yeah, it's going to be light, obviously. Well, it'd be light now, won't it?
Yeah, I'm going to be sat on the train in my pyjamas. Like, morning, all right?
I like that.
Oh, this, I wear this all the time.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But you look like you've just been released from some kind of rehabilitation unit.
It's not even like I can hide my name either. It's got like my name on my breast. Weird.
I'm not looking at your breast.
Okay.
Well, I'm not looking.
We're looking at Prob P's.
Got another surprise for you?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Nice little bit sent in by Bruce Davis, who is a little bit of a radio superfan stalker, whichever one you prefer. And he managed to get this off Mike Reed.
Oh, really? Which one? Not the fella from EastEnders. Oh, he's not with us, is he? All right, here we are.
Bruce Davis says, Mike, good morning. Could you say hi to my two friends, Dev and Phil? Dev and Phil would like to say hi to their two friends, Chris and Dave.
Hey.
It's like begatting in the Bible, isn't it? We'll be begatting forever. Who are doing a 37-hour marathon with very little sleep? Well, I guess we do a 37-hour marathon. You're probably not going to get any sleep at all.
It does go off on one, by the way.
At Radio 1, we did. I always hosted marathon quizzes.
Oh.
And the thing was, they lasted the length of the marathon, i.e. 26 miles and, you know, 365 yards, whatever it is. We did 26 hours, 365 minutes.
Right.
So by the end of it, it had to, you know, pour me into a car and take me home. I think you were allowed, I think it was half an hour's rest once every 10 hours or something. I mean, it's just crazy. And it really was. And I remember going under the stage at one of them, just to try and, you know, relax, maybe have a little bit of sleep for half an hour. And in came a famous pop star and a young lady of his incredibly new acquaintance, who proceeded to enjoy one another's company up against the wall.
What is this from? What is this from? What is
this? I told you he goes off on one.
Probably. Where is this from?
It's quite dark.
Is this like days old?
No, yeah, it's new.
This is new?
Yeah.
From where?
This is like specially commissioned by Bruce Davis to celebrate this event.
From last week.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go back to the interesting story.
Not knowing that I was lying in the dark. Of course, honestly, I think, oh, no. If I sneeze or cough now, they're just going to die of fright.
Why didn't you just say, oh, I'm trying to sleep here. Put it away, for God's sake.
Occupied.
The most extraordinary scenario. And one that's forever imprinted on my memory. Anyway, that was the marathons that we used to do. Theirs wasn't a marathon, by the way. Theirs was very quick. Could you play, not that you want to know, and I'm not going to tell you it was either, so don't even ask. Can you play Dev, Phil, Chris and Dave, any record of your choice from Bruce Davis in Sheffield?
Oh. Thank you very much, Mike Reed.
Cheers, Mike.
What is that from?
I'll find out at the station.
Right. Is it a station or is that just like a long answer phone message? Kind of phones up. Hi, Mike Reed here, just leaving you a long answer phone message. Well, Mike, thank you very much for a mention for Dev, Phil, myself and Mr. Comedy Today.
Thank you.
It is 9 minutes to six, Thursday morning on Radio 1's longest show ever. A top song from The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. 5 to 6. Radio 1's longest show ever with Chris Moyles, that's me. Comedy David Vitti.
That's me.
And Dev the Dev, Dev Dev.
Hey. What am I doing that for?
I don't know.
The funds keeps coming out today. That's about. Can I ask you guys a question? Does this still seem like a good idea?
Nope.
This didn't seem like a good idea at any point.
Right. But all for a good cause, of course.
It dawned on me about 10 hours ago that what we should have done was if me and Dave are breaking this record together, that we both do our show, and then at 10 o'clock... I do Fern Cotton show with her. And then at 1 o'clock, Dave does Greg's show.
Ah, yeah. Like a tag team. Yeah. Right.
That'd have been ace.
And we could have done that for days.
No offence, I could have been in bed now.
Right.
You know, and you could have been one with Dave.
Yeah.
You did just try and have a 20-second power nap.
I did.
Even by my standards, that is incredible.
I tried to sleep. After 5 seconds, I thought, this is not happening.
Go on, be honest, though. Closing your eyes for that amount of time, even for a few seconds.
It's not wise.
Yeah.
I think now,
be honest.
I think now you're realising my initial concerns, aren't you, in terms of the size of the task in hand, as it were.
It's ridiculous. Mm.
Still, mentally, though, you guys still seem very sharp. Whatever's going on inside your brains right now, you're hiding it very well.
Do you know what's really bad? I'm starting to get, keep going, you're doing great text messages on my mobile from people who sent me, good luck, you can do it text messages yesterday.
Right.
Here's how I think it's going to work psychologically in terms of this journey. I think that once we get to Fern's show, then we will be in the zone whereby we'll be doing people's show for the last time. Right. Does that make sense?
That's a good master.
Because up until now, it's always been like, well, we're going to do this show and we'll do this show again tomorrow, you know, such as with you. I think once we get to the last ones, then it'll be easier. Once we crack this afternoon, we'll be on the home straight.
I'm actually fine. There's nothing wrong with me whatsoever.
But I'm like you, going through periods now of real highs and lows.
Yeah.
Don't close your eyes.
I'm starting to feel tired. My eyes aren't heavy or anything. I had the kind of that sicky, tired feeling when you get in your tummy. I had that last night, but now I'm all right.
I think once the sun.
Although I can't believe we've been on with Dev for almost 2 hours.
It's mad, isn't it?
Flying, it really is. So let's do something else.
Yeah.
What should we do?
I'll be here all week.
Beautiful. Is that the first book Thursday top end thing?
That's the one.
First Thought Thursday.
So
So you've heard this before, Chris. You know how this works.
Yep.
On a Monday, we make somebody a resident DJ. They come on the show every single day and pick out the tracks we play before 6 o'clock. My resident DJ this week is Gemma from Essex. Hi,
yeah,
Gemma.
Hi,
oh. Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Dave. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
That's her I Just Woke Up voice, by the way.
It's not bad.
How long ago did you get up, Gemma?
Pardon?
How long ago did you wake up?
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
What time did you get to bed?
About 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, it's loads of
stuff of dreams.
My God, since
I'm
10
sorry,
o'clock.
Don't mean to rub it in.
Since 10 o'clock last night, we've been on with Nick Grimshaw, we've met Katie B, Lily Allen, spoken to Kelly Osbourne from a bed in Los Angeles. Then midnight came, it was Davina McCall.
Then Benji B.
Then Benji B was
him?
On, yeah,
yeah.
And then we had a shower each, and then Dev came on, and we've done 2 hours with Dev, all since you've been asleep.
Then Benji
I
B.
I would have rather done yours, to be honest. It sounds more fun.
You're probably right. Although I'll still swap you for a sleep.
She's
okay, no worries.
She's very popular in the text this week, Gemma.
Really?
Yep. I think it's
apparently
mainly
oddly flattering, actually.
Yeah, I think it's mainly from like lots of lonely men who are up at this time
probably
of the morning. But there we are. You're still popular. So I always describe
with lonely men, Dev.
I always describe today's category as the most revealing. For example, Dave, do you remember the first record that you would have bought or the first couple of records that you would have purchased?
No.
Right, Chris?
I actually don't know.
I think it was the Strokes, maybe.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. I think mine cool was mine was the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Right.
With the best of the White Stripes.
Yeah, I think mine was the Strokes and Last Night.
Do
I think
know,
that was my
you
first
know the rule, don't you?
Yeah.
Go on.
Do you know the rule?
No.
Okay, so you ask somebody what was the first record they ever bought or what's the first gig they ever went to. This is not a diehard rule, but this works 90-95% of the time. If you say, what's the first record you ever bought? And they tell you something good or something cool, there's a 90 to 95% chance they're lying.
Yes.
And when they say the Strokes, they actually mean Duran Duran and Rio or yeah something like that. That's probably
Dave, what was the first record you ever bought?
Duran Duran and Rio.
Right. See, now, that's the point of First Bought Thursday, is yeah that we encourage people, don't try and be cool.
Dave, what was the first gig you ever went to?
The first gig?
Yeah, what was yours?
It was Take That when I was about 6 years old.
See, there you go.
Weirdly, the first gig I ever went to was a Smash Hits Pole Winners Party where Take That performed.
Wow. And Dave, yes, your first ever live gig?
Smashing Pumpkins.
It wasn't, was it, Dave? Who was it?
Wham.
Wham. Wham.
Amazing. Well, Gemma certainly hasn't tried to look cool
no
with her
absolutely
first
not
Thursday
absolutely
choice
not.
Good girl.
How old would you have been, Gemma, when you bought this?
I think I would have been about 10 or 11.
Right.
What, so it was one of those ones where you went in and your mum gave you some money and you bought a CD
right
single.
Yeah. So it's quite a long time ago.
And yeah, well, I'm only 22, so yeah, maybe not that long.
Whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. Sounds a little way older. Oh, no, hang on. Sorry about that. I'm getting way carried away. All right, then.
So, Gemma, would you tell us, what's your first book Thursday?
It's Share and Believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, why didn't you lie?
Really?
I'm not trying to be cool, that's the point.
No, you're telling me you're not trying to be cool.
Good on you, Dev. First Thought Thursday.
Are we really playing?
You'd never choose this for any other category, would you?
Oh, of course not. There's people actually waking up to Cher right now.
Well, you said that, not me.
No.
I've never met the woman. This is the coolest radio station on planet Earth. A minute past 6 in the morning, playing Share and Believe.
Morning!
Thanks, Dev. Someone makes a good point, which is, it may be poor, but you can't say you don't know all the words. Do you believe
in life after love? Not that many, though, are there? After love,
is something inside me say. That's my vocoder.
I like that.
Thank you.
Never liked that song.
Now, you see, and you thought Kanye West and old T-Pain were the first at using a vocoder. No.
No way.
No.
That's Gemma's first book Thursday, by the way, so any praise or abuse directed at her, please. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't give her any abuse.
What a contrast to go from The Verve to that, one of the greatest records of all time, to Believe by Cher.
This is BBC
Britain's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hi.
And Comedy Dave.
Hi.
And Dev.
Hello.
Comic Relief.
Hour.
Hour 24.
Hey. We are doing this to raise money for Comic Relief, and so far you have been extremely generous. If you haven't given us any money yet, would you do so now, please? Because we're going to have a total at 6:30. It would be amazing, and it would really give me and Dave a lift. And this is not like DJ talk. It would really give us a boost if we got loads of money.
In the last half an hour, we've started to flag a lot.
Are you yawning, Dev?
No, I was burping and trying to blow it out the other direction.
That's nice.
Nice. Nice.
If you wanted to know...
Single, are you?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, if you would like to give us some money for Comic Relief, this is what you have to do. Pick your phone up, write the word Chris in a text message, and send it to 70011. And that is all you have to do. We could have a massive total just after 6:30 for our 24-hour period, which would be amazing. Really, really amazing. I'm got to be honest, I'm flagging again.
Yeah, me too.
You definitely, you got that distant look, has got a little bit more
intense.
Will
you stop saying that? You make me sound like I'm some kind of murderer or something.
You're looking through me as well. It's weird. Maybe people can spot it on the camera. You can see that sort of the distance.
Do you think?
But we've been in a box in the basement, Dev, just talking for nearly 24 hours.
You know what you guys need? You need to go outside and see. I have some.
No, we need sleep, Dev.
No, you don't. Sleep is for the week.
We need to write a check and end this ridiculous nonsense. Yeah.
Buy ourselves out of this stupid contract.
So please help me and Dave and help Comic Relief. Send us a text saying the word Chris to 70011. By texting the word Chris to 70011, you'll be given Comic Relief £1. That will go to help the lives of poor and vulnerable people all across the UK and Africa. It'll cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. The whole pound goes to Comic Relief. Got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill, pays permission. Full terms and conditions. And if you want to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get your phone. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now. Okay?
Come on, then.
I'm going to get my phone out. And I'm going to write on the text 70011. And I'm going to write the word Chris. I'm going to just say this is costing me a fortune doing this show. I've sent the word Chris so many times. I've got one of those phones that shows you, that keeps like your message history.
Yeah.
Right. My God. Right, I'm going to send it now.
And me, 70011 Chris.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Right, I'm stopping counting.
All for a good cause, of course.
It's all for a great cause. So, 70011, if everybody listening now did it, we would have an amazing total. Last time we checked, it was 291,000. We'd love to get it over 300,000. That would be great. In fact, I hope it will be.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, even that total at the moment is, considering how long you've been doing it for, that is amazing.
So please help us out. Text the word Chris to 70011. That goes into our little kitty for Comic Relief. On Radio 1's longest show ever, which we've been on for 23 hours and 39 minutes exactly.
Yeah. It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Dev does 2.5 hours a day. And we've done 23.5 hours.
Oh, it's enough to make you wince.
Oh. Yeah, it's enough to make me think, I wish it was you. He'll be in bed by 7.
I know he will.
Yeah, but then I've got to get up and go, you need...
Yeah, but you don't need to take your clothes off because you're wearing your pyjamas already.
That's very true. Just hop in straight into bed.
All right, so please, big push. Let's do it. We've been awake for 24 hours. We've been on the radio for almost 24 hours. So one big push on the text to get some money. Text my name, which is Chris, to 70011. You are great. Thank you very much. Text the word Chris to 70011. Right?
Right.
Good.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy
Hi.
Dave. And Dev.
Good morning.
Comic Relief. Hour 24.
That's the lovely Adele. Sings like an angel, talks like a barrow girl. And that's the beautiful song there. What's it called? Someone Like You?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And before that, Kids in Glass Houses, Matters at All.
Mm.
Good. Thanks, Dave.
All good. That's two great records.
On the Chris Moyles, Dave Vitti, Dev,
hey.
What the hell are we doing here? Comic Relief show on Radio 1.
It's 18 minutes past six. We need to put a ban on yawning in the studio.
Yeah.
Dev went first during Adele, which sparked off Dave and me. Mm. Sam then joined in. No. Phil, have you... What? You were?
No, Sam blamed me and called me a loser.
It's like a yawn Mexican wave.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Phil, have you been yawning?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. Well, you just wait.
Which is incredible when you think of the last couple of hours.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
So, you know, this morning we've been reliving So this morning we've been reliving the early bit. That is a show that Chris and Dave used to do.
Thank you. Oh no, play that one. Hang on. Let's play this one.
Hey,
play those drums, Dave.
He's lost it now. He's gone crazy. Chris, you're burning up too much energy. Save it.
I'm fine.
All right, good.
All right.
You probably burned up, what, 3 or 4 hours just then? In that little stint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Dev.
So today we've been reliving the early bit, the show that Chris and Dave used to do. We've already had a surprise caller on the phone, your older sister, producer Jude, all the way from America.
Yeah.
Now, though, we have another mystery caller.
Oh, God.
Are you there? And can you guess who it is? Hello, caller.
Hello, Treacle.
Yeah, I know it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Dave, do you know who it is already?
No.
Who am I?
I know who it is.
Mystery caller, can you tell us where in the world you are, please?
No.
Right, okay, that's helpful.
Are you in jail?
Not yet.
Right. I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Should I know who it is?
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should.
This used to be all mine.
The what?
This used to be all mine.
Yeah, it never was yours, though, really, was it?
Should ring some bells?
You thought it was yours, but it was really mine.
Go on, Dave. Who is it?
It's not Clive Warren, is it?
Yay! No!
Is it really?
Who did you think it was, Chris?
I thought it was Simon, our old producer.
Did you get it wrong?
Is it Clive?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Clive Warren!
Clive?
Yeah, I'll prove it's me. Text the word Chris to 7001.
0011.
How are you, Clive?
I am top of the pops, and I'm watching you on the red button.
Are you?
Hi, Clive.
High five, Clive.
Hi, Clive.
And I can tell that Chris actually isn't as tired as he says he is, because he's still using his hand in front of his mouth when he's yawning. And we all know when Chris is really tired, he just opens his gob and we can see the whole thing.
Say the word yawn.
Oh, don't. It shuts me off.
Wow, Clive Warren. One of Radio 1's greatest ever broadcasters.
Yes, facts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And isn't it ironic that we've got Dev on the longest show, the man with the shortest name ever on Radio 1?
Oh, hey, Clive, we still got it, love.
Hey, I tell you what, this is what the listeners of Metro Radio get every day.
Hey, and Clive,
is that where you work?
Yes, it is.
What are you trying to do, work your way down to a waiter?
Oh, goodness. Clive, are you watching on the screen now?
Yes, there is a delay, though.
Okay, but we're wearing clothes that you will remember from this shift many moons ago. We're wearing leisure wear, look.
Yeah, it's an improvement from what you were wearing on Dancing on Ice, to be honest, Dave. Chris used to turn up wearing a Wallace and Gromit two-piece, matching shorts and top.
No, that wasn't a regular occurrence.
It was in the early days, early bit.
It was in the early days.
But what was the year?
Butch and sincere, but what is the year? Oh, Clive. So where are you living up in the northeast now?
I live in the concrete jungle where dreams are made of, Newcastle.
How long have you been there for?
Just over a year, and another contract would be nice.
All right. Wow. God, really? God, you sound as desperate as I do.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
When we did this show with Simon Mayo, random members of management used to turn up, and I just put the TV on, and I saw Andy Parfitt walking past at random o'clock.
He's been with us all night.
That's brilliant.
He's been our wingman.
When we did it with Simon Mayo, Simon was on with John Peel, and you could tell that Simon was so in awe of John Peel. He was really alert and awake. And then I took over at something like midnight, and Simon just started rambling on, and I had to keep nodding and sort of showing interest, but I had no idea what he was talking about for ages.
Speaking of which, how is your show on the radio these days?
It's better than it used to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. It was always good.
Bless you.
Clive Warren, depending on how old you used to be, Clive Warren used to do the voiceovers on the telly for Lookin' magazine.
Yeah, now that's probably way out of your audience demographic there. But yeah, I used to go, look out for Lookin', it's only 15p.
And is there a free poster this week?
Yeah.
Of?
New Kids on the Block.
Wow. So snap straight back into it. It's incredible.
And Clive used to do the children's ITV with Scally the dog.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know a lot about Clive, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I worked with him for years. Yeah. And then
we were all great mates.
We were great mates.
He was kind of, and then he moved away. Right. He never contacted us again.
I mean, let's be honest. What they did is, I did the early show for a while. Then Chris joined, took my gig off me.
No.
And then they sold it to me as they were promoting me to 2 a.m. in the morning. So Deb, just the word to the wise there. When they're promoting the show to 2 a.m.
Yeah, but that's what made you the overnight success that you are.
Do you want to know a great story about Clive?
Go on.
Pass me that chair.
I'm
going to do the visual impression.
You're going to need a prop for this.
Okay. Yeah, this is for the people watching at home, okay? Now,
I play the role of the producer?
Okay. So what would happen is, Clive would often be on the radio in the morning. He didn't have a lot of sleep. And the record would be on. And he was resting his eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I will play producer Joe, who would be sat opposite, but wouldn't actually look at Clive because he was busy on emails and stuff.
Yeah. Good. I feel like I'm there.
Okay, so watch this. You'll need to cut between me and Chris.
So the song would be playing, right, in the background, and then Clive, it would go like this. Okay, you ready? Have a listen.
Clive, this is Clive. It's finished. Clive,
that's the verve of Bittersweet Symphony. This is the Saturdays. Is that true or false?
Well, actually, it's funnier than that. I remember once my producer shouting, "Clive, wake up," and then going, "We're off the air."
Do you want to hear another one as well? I wonder if Clive remembers this story. The Carolyn Atkinson story, right?
Oh, I love that.
So, Clive has been on the air for like 3 hours, or the 2.5 hours. He's finishing at 6:30. He's been on since 4, right? It's a hard shift to do.
Wants to go home. Tired.
So he goes, thanks for listening to the show. I'm Clive Warren. I'm back tomorrow at the same time of 4 a.m. So I hope you can tune in then. Meanwhile, let's do the news.
Digital FM online.
This is what happens.
It's BBC Radio 1.
It's 6:30. Oh, come on!
And then Carolyn starts speaking. And the headlines today.
Oh, come on!
It's brilliant.
I just want to go home!
Do you know what? It's probably my favourite news intro other than Chris Goldfinger on the reggae show doing Here's Carolyn Atkinson with News and Ting.
That's right.
It's another classic.
Hey, Clive, lovely to talk to you.
Best of luck with your marathon broadcast, Chris, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll tell you what, I'll get your number off producer Phil and I'll give you a shout.
That'd be great.
Be nice.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, my darling. Bye, Clive.
Cheers, Clive.
Bye, Chris. Bye, Dave.
Thanks,
bye, Dave.
Clive. Bye.
The overnight success that was Clive Warren.
Legend.
Was that one of those showbizzes? I'll get your number and I'll call you up. Are you really going to call him up?
Yeah, of course I will. Is he still on the line, Clive?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, of course I'm. Of course I meant it, Dev.
Right.
All right, okay. No, yeah, I will. Like, I'm busy for the next, 2 days doing this stupid thing.
Oh, fair enough. Are we minutes away from an update as well?
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this because the last one we got was at 10 o'clock last night. So people have had all night to sort of send in donations and we are minutes away, not only from the 24-hour mark, but from getting the total as well.
Yeah, we're 2 minutes away from the 24-hour mark. So let's play a song and then we'll swap chairs because Dominic and Tina are going to come in and do news and sport and then we're going to start our breakfast show. And then Dev and Phil, you can go home to bed.
Yay!
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Oh, I
right, let's go back in time with another great hit from Radio 1's musical archives. This is Robbie Williams' Millennium. Still got it, then. Still got it. On Radio 1's longest ever show. Robbie Williams' Millennium. Which was number one. Robbie's first solo number one.
September 1998.
And where was Robbie Williams when he found out he was number one? At a Radio 1. One Big Sunday, I think.
Cardiff.
Before they were the big weekend, it was just a One Big Sunday. And that's when Robbie found out he was number one. Thank you, chart fans. Right. What time is it, Dave?
It is now 6:32 almost.
Does that mean that we've been on the radio for 24 hours? We've been on the radio for 24 hours! Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. 24 hours! Come inside, come inside. 24 hours, Dominic!
Wow!
24 hours, Tina!
Woohoo!
24 hours, Andy! And it's all to raise money for Comic Relief. And because of you, ladies and gentlemen, we have raised a huge amount of money. It was about 290,000. We'll give you the brand new total in about 3 minutes. But we have done it. And we're not even halfway there, Dan.
Yay!
Tired? Knackered? Not off. So Radio 1's record is 37 hours. So we've only got 13 hours to go, and we've beaten that. And then we're going to push on through to the end of Friday morning show.
Do you know
why?
What?
Why?
To try and break a brand new Guinness World Record.
Do you know how much of this whole target we've achieved?
What?
Not half.
Not half.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so we've done 24 hours on Radio 1. So stand by for the Chris Moyle Show on 1FM. And a brand new total of how much you have given to Comic Relief so far. It's not about us, it's all about you, because you're the one who's giving us the money, so thank you very much. Dominic and Tina are here with news and sport, though. Let's do that.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1. 6:33.